A Black Christmas in Chains by Juno's Flame. The wind whipped through the decrepit stones. The horrifying cacophony of moans and wails of agony were now a familiar symphony, matching the screams that echoed in his head and heart. It was a rare day without rain, though the damp never truly faded. The extra padding he had on that horrible day was long gone, and it became especially noticeable when he dropped Padfoot's form. The sound of the guard's footsteps was his cue. A spectral badger scurried up and down the walkway as the guard did his round. Sirius already knew he could only hold his Animagus form for about an hour in this state, and without his wand, just enough to let the Dementors pass. It didn't always work, and when the beatings from the guards were particularly brutal, his strength failed him. Always a failure. Since Halloween had become public knowledge, the beatings had worsened. Sirius welcomed them. It was what he deserved for failing James, Lily, and Harry. His pleas had fallen on deaf ears, Dumbledore's, Crouch's. After a month of screaming himself hoarse, begging for a lawyer, a chance to send a letter to Remus or Dumbledore, or even some bloody Veritaserum to prove his word, nothing had changed. The last scion of a noble house meant nothing after the bloody mess the Death Eaters had made of things. Never had Sirius wished for the favoritism of his upbringing more. He needed to escape, to find Peter and prove him a traitorous piece of shit, so he could take his godson home. Hopefully Mooney had him, or Mary. Sirius knew firsthand that Alice and Frank were no longer in a position to help. A month of banging his head against stone and writhing in his filthy straw pile had left him no closer to freedom. Weakened, exhausted, and drained, he had nothing left to give. The day Bellatrix had been dragged past him, emaciated and wild, was burned into his memory. A week or so after he arrived, news had leaked through the cells in the lesser security blocks, reaching his ward, the one reserved for life sentences. The Longbottoms had been driven mad by the Lestranges, Rodolphus, Rabistan, and Bellatrix.
"Looks like a Christmas miracle for you, scum!"
A slip of paper torn from its envelope fell into the puddle just outside his cell.
"Oops!"
the guard laughed as he walked away. Sirius dove forward, desperate to snatch it before the ink could bleed. He pulled his burning arm back through the warded bars with the scrap of parchment in hand. When his bloodshot eyes took in the handwriting, he dropped it again in disbelief. The call from across the aisle, from three cells down, confirmed it. He wasn't hallucinating. The family madness hadn't taken him, yet. The surprisingly soft and melodic voice of his deranged cousin called to him,
"Siri, I've got a letter from your mummy dearest. What has Auntie Walburga sent?"
Bellatrix's arrival at the prison had shown just how far gone his once beloved cousin had become. Her proud declarations of victory over the Longbottoms, the shouts that her Dark Lord would return, and that she would not be kept inside these walls, had grated on everyone. The other Death Eater seemed annoyed with her cackling after just a few days. Despite his hatred for her, the shrillness of her screams when the Dementors came for her still curdled his blood. There had been a time when he would have rushed to her side in response to a scream like that. But by the second week of double doses of Dementors, they had seemingly sucked the life from her. If he pressed his face against the bars, he could barely make out the corner of her cell, where she curled in the fetal position, tears streaming down her face. For just a moment, the rage drained from him. He called out, against his better judgment,
"Bella! Bella!"
Her sentence was life, not the kiss. For a moment, Sirius wondered if the Dementors had stolen her soul. Her eyes were empty. He called her name again, drawing the attention of one of the Lestranges further down the hall. He ignored the fact that he was working with a Lestrange as they both called for his cousin. Finally, his shout of,
"Bellflower!"
a nickname from a summer holiday at the family manor over a decade ago, spilled from his lips. The light came back into her eyes with a gasp of air. Bellatrix and Sirius Black locked eyes for the first time in 3 years, somewhere other than a dueling field. Since that fateful family meeting, they hadn't exchanged a look like this. The caustic, bitter woman his cousin had become seemed to shatter in that moment, leaving a shell behind. Sirius had never seen Bellatrix cry, not even his children. That instance triggered a pattern. For about 20 minutes, 2 or 3 days a week, Bellatrix was his cousin again. Not a mad black attack dog of the Dark Lord. For 20 minutes, she was Bella, and he was Sirius. It seemed that this was one of those moments. She was teasing him, yes, but he could hear the rasp of her voice that came with emotions.
"She's written. Aunt Walburga writes before my own mum, inquiring into my well-being."
Bellatrix stopped, looking over her own mangled letter.
"Merry Christmas to us!"
Sirius picked up his own, hand shaking with something other than cold for once, and read. The letter said,
"Sirius Orion Black, son of Orion Black. I write this under the obligation to inform you that Regulus is declared dead officially. As the last male of our line, and your recent proof of redemption in the charges you carry, your great-uncle Pollux and Uncle Cygnus have conceded that you may reclaim your place as heir of the noble House of Black. It was quite shocking to be informed that you had turned against the Potter boy, though I am glad to hear your backwards views on Muggles have corrected themselves with time. On a more personal..."
The next few lines were blurred beyond recognition, but the signature was clearly his mother's. She signed off formally, "Walburga Black." There were no declarations of love or forgiveness legible. It was clear from the greeting she had not revoked her personal disownment, but the part of him that sometimes missed his mum wondered what she had personally wished to inform him. The postmark at the top said that the letter had been posted shortly before Yule. Time was hard to track in the nearly eternal storm outside. The words of the guards that he had heard in the past weeks told him Christmas was sometime last week. The fact he received the letter at all was a shock.
"Aunt Wally must have pulled some strings,"
Bellatrix sing-song from her cell, her voice rising above the howling cries of the prison.
"Sent letters to us. Nice to know we haven't been forgotten."
Sirius sighed. It would be better if Bellatrix had been. His cousin's wild and matted hair was visible through the bars. Sarcastically, she said,
"You've been reinstated. Just what you always wanted."
"No, never,"
he muttered, unable to leave it alone. He crumpled the letter, dropping it on his filthy pillow. He wanted to throw it away, burn it, but paper and ink were a hot commodity here.
"Reg wanted to be Mummy's perfect little boy, not me."
A heaving breath of emotion escaped him.
"He's really dead, Bella. Regulus is dead."
"I'm sorry,"
Bellatrix whispered, her head falling weakly against the bars as she clasped whatever Sirius's mother had said to her chest.
"Thought you knew. We thought it was you. You threatened to do it. I thought you had finally snapped, especially with what came after. You betraying your precious James. You must have gone mad."
"Wasn't me. Wasn't us,"
he denied, shaking his head.
"He was my brother. How could I kill my brother?"
The strange grief flashed hot in his chest.
"Your lord killed him. Must have."
He, distracted by the letter and his thoughts, forgot for a moment that Bellatrix had tried to kill her own sister. Her first psychotic break, Lily had called it. Bellatrix's silence was telling. When he looked, he saw a deep confusion on Bellatrix's face. He'd seen it more than once in these moments the last few weeks, when she couldn't match her perceptions to the reality of what he said. There were two outcomes, rage or tears. He watched her face as the confusion turned to rage and she began to shriek,
"My lord would never betray his followers! Regulus was a traitor then, like you, like that freak!"
It devolved quickly. Sirius crawled deeper into his cell where he couldn't see her anymore, though he could hear her. The cold stones sapped the warmth from his bones, and the chains rattled. Those nostalgic moments were quickly obscured by the madness and the hatred and every evil thing Bellatrix had become. Sirius was reminded of why he hated her, and how truly just her punishment was. Her mind was being stolen from her the way she stole Frank and Alice's. It was justice. He had to push away his loneliness and his grief. She was not his cousin anymore and deserved none of his pity. She was a monster. But later that night, when her scream of pain became shrill, Sirius was reminded of her broken ankle in childhood and his need to defend her. The instinct to protect and help was not abandoned so easily, even when he wished it to be. It made his aching stomach churn. Even monsters had a family, even if that family didn't want them.